I'm Eric Carley, and we're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Our friends at Freightliner have put together Team Run Smart. They did this years ago, and I've talked about it. It's a community online of tens of thousands of drivers getting together and sharing ideas. And the core, at the core, Team Run Smart is a small group of drivers that's out there, and of course they're driving for a living. They're in the Freightliners, and they're going through a lot of what you're going through, drivers, and sharing that with you and getting feedback and lots of great conversations online. One of those drivers is Jeff Clark, and he joins us again. Jeff, good to see you. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
Thank you, Eric. I'm doing well this year.
And it's good to see you alongside Bob Perry. Bob, it's so great to see you again and talk to you. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, my friend. It's always good to see you.
You know, it's really great as we talk in this segment here of health and wellness. And, you know, Jeff, as a driver, you've been out there, and you've been participating in, you know, a number of events over the years that we've been talking to you, and that's been a lot of your focus is health and wellness behind the wheel. Why is it, as an individual, so important to you?
For me personally, I lost my father and both of my brothers to fatal heart attacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two at 66 and one at 33.
Wow.
So I'm 58, and yeah. I'm going to run a marathon in 6 weeks.
Wow. So, how many marathons have you run so far?
I've started 14. Oh, okay. I started 13. This will be my 14th start. I finished 9. I've had 3 do-not finishes, and we had one where we called it a draw.
Yeah,
It got really hot in Green Bay in May.
Right.
And we ran out of ambulance.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, and it's something where you kind of have set these goals, again, on a personal level. Talk about the experience through Team Run Smart of sharing that with drivers.
Yeah, Team Run Smart's been great. They've let me do whatever I want, talk about the business of trucking and health of trucking, and it's hard to keep your physical health without your physical health being in order, and
right.
Also we've been able to promote the Truck and Runners Facebook group. We're over 1,000 members of the Truck and Runners now in the Facebook group.
Wow.
Yeah, we just went over 1,000 about a month ago.
Wow, that's great.
And it's kind of neat online because we're cheerleaders for each other.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes
right.
coaches for each other. Sometimes map fighters for each other because
right.
we get, I'm going through Des Moines, Iowa, where could I park and run? Well, you could park at the Loves, and right by the Loves there's a trail behind the Loves.
Right,
or Bloomington, there's a trail right near the Pilot.
Right. Because training for a marathon is not easy. I've watched family members do it, you know, and I've run a half marathon. I've never run a full marathon. So I do know the training process is of course, grueling, but it is a process. How do you keep up with that process while on the road?
Well, for me, I have, being a little bit more of a veteran or old guy, but this year I haven't run one in a couple of years. In the last couple I didn't do well. I had back issues.
Mm.
So this year I really, in November, I changed my schedule around at work. And my work schedule around and basically said, oh, this is how I'm going to do it.
Right.
So I was able to start lifting weights 3 times a week.
Okay.
Starting in November. And I didn't start really running again until December.
Yeah.
And, but it's a gradual process, but, you know, it's encouraging. I run with a group on Saturdays that we run. The Truck and Runners group's been encouraging. And the thing with the marathon is it puts the fear of the Lord in you to be, you know, 16 miles out and have your back stiff it up.
Yeah, sure, sure. And it's never easy, but always a worthwhile goal because the overall mission statement here is to be healthy.
Right. And this year it's for me, I've learned more about the damages trucking does to you, and
right.
a lot of it's hip damage,
right,
just because you're not lined up, and and so some different hip issues I've worked on this year and gotten those straightened out, and, and it's a lot of it's posture in the seat.
Bob, something that you know, this is by the way always great to hear from a driver like Jeff, and someone who's driven, you know, to go out and meet some goals here and stay healthy on the road. Rolling Strong. First of all, we've got some news to announce here from the Mid-America Trucking Show about Rolling Strong. Fill us in.
We do. Of course, you and I have known each other, I think, since 08.
Yeah.
Like that. We first started doing some of these driver health segments.
Nearly a decade.
I know, So, trying to prove this model and the value and, certainly with the help of your efforts of getting it out there and people like Jeff taking that on, as a driver. I mean, just think what it's like you said, you have some family members that trained to do marathons.
Yeah,
then a professional driver on the road does that. That's just awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, the dedication it takes.
Yeah.
So anyway, so fast forwarding, as of March 1st, a lot of people are very familiar with Velocity.
Yeah.
And they acquired Rolling Strong.
Right.
So we're very proud now to be part of Velocity. They're going to give us the ability to really scale and bring these services to more people across country.
For those not familiar with Velocity, tell us a little bit about the company, what you know.
Company that Velocity is very well known for, as you know, they're a fulfillment service company. They've got a very large operation in Kansas City. They have probably over 300 technicians throughout the country. So all the new companies, one of the main thrusts is, of course, with all the new electronic onboard systems going into place.
Right.
Velocity is the expert at really installing those and helping these companies get up to speed faster and have a proven ROI. It's very interesting. What we've been doing to prove the return, as you and I talked about many years ago, about is health and wellness, but really to the fleet, it's about having somebody in the seat and move freight, right? So
we've
got to show the return if they're going to help these drivers.
Right.
Velocity's done the same way on their model of the installation of this equipment. So they also recognize, because they're in this space, the issues going on with driver health. And one of the critical issues really that's taking place out there now that a lot of people aren't aware of, that we're making aware now, that if you look at the number of cards being issued today out there as far as their CDL cards and recertification cards, Eric, soon if we don't get a handle on this, there will be more short-term cards issued than long-term cards.
Wow.
That's scary.
Got to get ahead of it.
Yeah. So, Rossi, they developed some fantastic technology.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a platform as well as an app that these drivers will be able to access to. And it's just got all, I mean, as I was telling you earlier, if someone like you is a fitness enthusiast, that this is by far going to be the most exciting fitness app out there.
Yeah,
it's got gamification.
Yeah.
It's got rewards for the driver. It's just got some really, really cool stuff. I was telling you about, once you put your profile in there, you pull into a travel center, it's going to automatically pull up all the food available in that area that best makes the selections for you, that you're trying to manage your profile, show you how you can do these quick workouts. If you got 30 minutes, you can do an 8 to 10 minute workout.
Right.
It's just got all kinds of different abilities and gamification and rewards, and you can compete. So like Jeff, he's got running buddies out there, and he's trying to find a place he can put in there, and he can pull, hey, listen, there's a group of us at the TA in Ontario. We're going to go for a run. We're going to be here. You want to go?
Yeah,
all that kind of stuff. And they can compete, against those. And they can do fun stuff and win. So
We're
really excited about that. It's really going to take the whole health and wellness to another level.
Yeah, it's in terms of communications, because it's going to be instant communication and consistent and constant communication. Those tools that you need to keep you informed and motivated to reach those goals.
Yep.
Like you've always said, look, don't look at it as trying to maybe, run a marathon tomorrow, work up to it and
baby steps.
Stop the truck and get out when you can. And if that truck is going to be stopped and you have that time, take advantage of that time, because you're going to find that you're going to rest better in that sleeper. You're going to feel better, but overall, you're going to be healthier. And as you mentioned, when it comes to the certifications, you're going to have to, going forward, there's no doubt that there's going to be more and more rules aimed at driver health. So,
absolutely.
And frankly, it shouldn't be about compliance, but I know for a lot of drivers, it is or might be, and for fleets, it might be. Let it be about your life off the road.
Yes.
Let it be about your downtime and what you want to do in the time that is yours and not behind the wheel.
This has always been about the driver.
Yeah.
And about just not their drive and keeping their livelihood. But when you get home.
Yeah.
Having better quality of life when you get home.
The energy to get up and go do things. And maybe you get your family motivated. Maybe you do it together. you know, get everybody involved. So it's really great. So when can we expect, you know, that the drivers could start benefiting and downloading the app from Velocity and this venture with Rolling Strong?
The new platform we're getting ready to will roll out sometime in June.
Okay.
And we're going around now. It's one of the reasons why I've lost my voice. I've been doing all these presentations and getting everybody about the new program, what's taking place, the new Rolling Strong. I'm still highly involved. I'm COO of the new company.
Yeah.
So I'm very, you know, I've always, you know me, Eric, I'm always about moving it forward.
Sure.
You know, whatever it takes to move it forward.
Yep.
Reach more drivers, help more people keep their livelihood. I've always been a blue collar advocate, and I want these men and women to keep their jobs and occupations, take care of their family, because when they lose their jobs, it's big collateral damage.
Yep, it is. It really is. Bob Perry, thank you so much. Jeff Clark, thank you so much. Continued success to both of you, and we will talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.